The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Look at you.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM, and we just got word that Kent DeSormo, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, won't be able to come on until about 10:30. So if you're waiting around for that, you got another hour delay. So get yourself a magazine and an hour delay for Kent DeSormo. All right, folks, the guy who hosts a great show here every Saturday from 7 to 9.
The worst time to be on radio.
That's not true, dude. A lot of people are in their cars. I'm always in the car listening to this show.
Really?
Always in the car Saturday night between, you know, 7 and 9.
You never know who's
Leo
listening.
Leo Quinones with the Film Freak, man. Look at you, dude.
Hey, brother.
Nice to see you, dude.
It's great to be here on Thursday with you.
All right. Now, what happened? I got to ask you a couple of questions
here.
What happened to Speed Racer? You're supposed to make $1 billion.
We talked about that 3 weeks ago here. It was just, it's just too much. I think it's perfect if you're between the age of 5 and 11.
Right.
It's perfect. You know, but to ask adults to go in there and check it out, it's just too much of sensory overload.
Did they release it too early? It should have been a summer movie?
No, it had to be away from the summer box office because they had to know, you know, that date was probably picked out a year ago at least. That's what these, you know, it's a box office bloodbath, Tim. You know, you got the May 2nd, May 9th, May 16th, you know, so Speed Racer, you know, just no way it underperformed.
It's not a blockbuster.
No, it's definitely not a blockbuster. And the Wachowskis, who made The Matrix, notice I didn't say the Wachowski brothers.
It was just one of them.
Yeah.
What happened to the other dude? One of the Wachowskis made Speed Racer.
Either both of them, but I think one of them, and this is allegedly, so I don't want any of the lawsuits or Warner Brothers to complain to me. I believe one of the Wachowskis is going in for sexual reassignment.
What?
Sexual reassignment.
Is that right?
I don't know if that's true. I can't confirm that, and it really shouldn't be a talking point, but coming off your last 20 minutes of your show, I had to throw that out there. So
jeez.
I don't think they're being called the Wachowski brothers. I think they're just the Wachowskis.
Yeah,
but they're,
right. That makes sense.
They're pretty amazing guys, and visually, you know, I was going to go see it on IMAX on Saturday because I didn't just want a headache. I wanted a splitting headache. So,
you have not seen it, though.
I have not seen it yet.
I don't know anybody who's seen this thing, the Speed Racer. Have you seen it, Jerry? You see the movies. You go to the movies. You need to look at it?
No, but that's actually Jerry Wachowski that's undergoing sexual assignment surgery.
Yeah, well, you become a man?
I don't want any lawsuits coming back. That was just what I had heard, and I cannot confirm nor deny
and
that.
And by the way, if you want to sue anybody, it's not me. It's Leo.
I read enough Tom Likas-like disclaimers to cover my ass on that one. You ever notice when Tom gets anything remotely legal,
yes,
he runs the disclaimer.
Yeah, but you know, if it's true, it's true. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know.
Well, at least I think that I believe there's some cross-dressing going on, you know, to get you in the mood. And based on your last segment with Gina Grad, next year a movie's coming out called I Love You, Philip Morris. All right, it's a true story. Jim Carrey plays a guy named Steve Russell, a married dad, gets thrown into a Texas prison while incarcerated, falls madly in love with his cellmate, played by Star Wars Ewan McGregor.
Right.
So he gets set free, and then Jim Carrey's guy breaks out of jail 4 times.
To try to get to him?
Yeah. We'll look for that one next year. I Love You, Philip Morris.
So he's trying to break out of jail to get to his boyfriend.
Yeah, he's trying to get out of the can to get in the can. I guess that would be...
I don't know. That actually sounds like a great movie. That sounds like a very funny movie.
I saw a picture of Jim Carrey, and why is it, Tim? I think they're walking in Texas, or where I couldn't tell the background, but he had that thick mustache. Jim Carrey and that thick. Is that the dead giveaway?
I don't know, but that sounds like a very funny movie. Who's producing that?
I don't know who's producing it.
Is that coming out this year?
Next year, 2009.
Next year. Right. So, what are the big blockbusters coming out for the summer?
Well, definitely, there's going to be a big one coming out tomorrow for young girls. It's called... The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. It's kind of like a fantastical. It's going to make $95 million this weekend, but it's not for our audience at
right,
all.
Right.
You know, but the big ones I'm looking for are definitely The Dark Knight, July 18th. That's going to be the most amazing movie of the year. They're talking about the late Heath Ledger getting an Oscar nomination, playing the Joker. Like, you remember the Joker from 89.
Right.
Jack Nicholson. We all remember that.
Right.
It's nothing like that. This is kind of like an anarchic anarchy. The guy just killing everybody. No remorse. Kill.
That's not bad.
No, it's going to be great.
Hey, a friend of mine worked on this movie that's coming out. I guess it either came out last week or this week. It's called Babysitter. Have you heard about it?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
You've seen it?
I've seen Babysitter. Babysitter is hot. But it's so hot.
Isn't it about 16-year-old girls that turn into hookers?
Yeah, let me tell you how. I went with Jack Silver, in the middle of the day, we took off. I got a 12 o'clock. He told me, he goes, let's go see Babysitter. But he likes these chick flicks like Amanda Bynes, and he likes like Legally Blonde. And I thought, well, it's a chick flick. I go, no, I don't want to go see The Babysitter. I don't want to go see this. And he goes, no. You don't understand, Leo. He goes, it's about high school girls who seduce the fathers that they're babysitting for.
Right, but how do you go see that movie? All right, here's
it's limited release.
I know, but
oh, how do
no,
you
not,
see it?
No, I'm. How does a married guy go see that movie?
Oh.
How does a married guy with a daughter go see the movie?
A gay married guy or a regular married guy?
How does a regular married guy go see that? And how does a single dude go to see that?
Well,
if you're sitting in the theater alone,
you're
right?
Creepy. Yeah.
On a 3 o'clock on a Saturday, and you got your popcorn with you, and you're enjoying yourself. A sudden, Babysitter comes on. Everyone in the theater is looking at you like, oh, when's that guy going to start hitting his stick?
Well, absolutely, you will be blood and gorged if you go see this film, Babysitter. Basically, John Leguizamo, we all know.
Is it any good, by the way?
Yeah, it's good because there's great nudity. You know what I mean?
But aren't these girls 16 and 17?
They're old enough to act, Tim. They're professionals. It's fantastic. It's called The Babysitter, limited release. John Leguizamo, and
DVD for this one.
He starts popping $200 a date with this girl, and then she starts calling up all of her high school friends. Hey, I found a great way to make some money, and all of a sudden there is just a school brothel going on, and then competing brothels, and then everybody wants to be I want to bang as a babysitter. It's called The Babysitter. It's definitely worth the $10.
All right.
And
I remember Grease when I was growing up, a little more tame.
I wanted to ask Gina.
And 16-year-old whores. All right, we got to take a break. Ask her, and then we'll come back.
Are we going to come back?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. All right, I want to play cool dude or douchebag. Am I a cool dude or am I a douchebag? And I want you to weigh in on the situation.
Are you a cool guy or a douchebag?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a situation, and then I want you to take it in and go, either you're cool, Leo, or you're a douchebag. It happened to me at JFK Airport.
Okay, I can tell you right now, even before you tell me this, I'm leaning one way. You can try to figure out which way.
We'll let the audience go. And by the way, I got to tip off the audience. This weekend, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull weekend here at 97.1.
Wow.
Listen all weekend for your advanced screening passes to see Indy 4, courtesy of our friends over at Pointy Hill Subaru.
Is that right? All right, I love the Subarus.
Yeah, yeah.
I drive a Subaru.
Yeah.
All right, let's come back and figure out whether Leo was a cool guy or a douchebag.
Yeah.
And we'll let the audience chime in on this as well.
I know what
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Leo Quinones is with us, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I don't care anymore.
You don't care.
I don't care.
How do you pronounce it?
Marky Costello, she said, you better do it right. So Quinones.
All right, Leo Quinones.
Yeah, it's a little tough, but
all right.
You know, I'm a kid from Covina. What do you want?
Leo Quinones. Is that right?
Just go filmfreak.com.
All right, Leo Q. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and Leo Quinones joins us. And he's going to lay something on us here, whether he was a cool dude or a douchebag. A dude or a douchebag?
Yeah, dude or a douchebag.
If you want to chime in, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
When I did this on my show, Bob Moore, our GM, called, and he weighed in douchebag. So, you know, I'm just getting that out there.
Right.
So I'm at JFK Airport, and I'm wearing this, you know, free stuff that we get, like this, you know, Ricky Bobby hat that I'm wearing. I've got this pretty cool Batman hat, and it's got like a little bat emblem on there. I like it. Who's sitting
douchebag.
Let me finish, Tim.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was the end of the story.
I didn't want to take a shower that morning. So I look over and sitting down waiting to get on the same plane as an actor that people might know. His name is Aaron Eckhart. He was in Thank You for Smoking. He was Julie Roberts' boyfriend and Aaron Brockovich. Well, he's playing Harvey Two-Face Dent in the upcoming Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Tommy Lee Jones kind of ruined that part back in the day? It was just terrible.
Not that familiar with it.
Well, anyways, so he's sitting there and he's not eating. He's not reading. There's no one to either side of him. He's just simply waiting. So I'm thinking to myself, hey, I host Southern California's longest-running movie talk show. I can talk to him about, you know, maybe booking him on the show.
Right.
You know, because I'm a Batman freak. That's my favorite thing I'm looking for, that and Indiana Jones. So I text my producer, Don Juan Cavillo. I go, hey, Aaron Eckhart's here. What should I do? He's like, go, go, go. And I waited 15 minutes, and I didn't do a thing. And I just let the guy be. Wachowski fired off a sound effect that would represent a douchebag. Now, am I a douchebag because I didn't go up to him, or am I cool because I let the guy have his privacy? So that's the decision I have.
Oh, you didn't say anything to him.
I didn't say a thing to him. He didn't even know I was there.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a perfect shot, Tim. It was wide open, and there was nobody near him. Nobody recognized him, no nothing. I could have subtly went in and said, hey, Aaron, how are you? My name is Leo Quinones. I host a movie show in Southern California. Looking forward to Harvey Two-Face Dent. And, you know, and to geek out, people send me pictures of, you know, stupid images. There's a viral campaign all over the internet for this Batman movie, and people send me crap, listeners all the time.
I think you made the right move.
You did?
Yeah.
And Keith,
I think that's a...
Why, Timmy?
A cool move. Because, you know, the guy is sitting in an airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he probably has had an ass full of clowns like you coming up and saying, hey, I'm a big Batman fan. He may not even be a Batman fan.
Yeah.
You know, he might just be like, you know, it's $2 million to be in the movie. Let's go.
And I was carrying extra baggage with the name Film Freak. I mean, I had too many bags aboard the plane. Who says they're the Film Freak? I never would have said that, you know. So I.
But kinda, it says Film Freak on your bag?
No. I was speaking, you know, about hypothetically this baggage of the name Film Freak.
Oh, I
Freak.
See.
Hey, who's the Film Freak show?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you think after all this time people have heard it, but there's people that haven't heard it. And so like, oh.
Yeah. No, there's some people that haven't heard it, but he may have heard it. No, he may have been, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. When I never approach anybody.
You've had the opportunity. I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I've had an opportunity to approach some people, and I never do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not because, you know, sometimes they don't like it. You know, some celebrities, they like that kind of crap.
Oh, you know,
they
David,
love being, you know,
get this.
Identified.
I'm at Easton Gym, 3rd Street Promenade. I'm on the elliptical machine, and I'm on for an hour. I'm watching TV, and David Hasselhoff, on a Saturday morning, he likes to wear sleeveless shirts with no arms, which is a mystery, the Hoff. But what he does, and I can substantiate this, I never want to talk about it, but since we're here talking about celebrities and signing, he hangs over the balcony like this on his cell phone, and there's so many visitors at the 3rd Street Promenade, Tim, that they all recognize him, and they look. So he'll sit there, wait till he gets recognized, and then he'll walk away.
Oh, is that right?
He goes away for 6 or 7 minutes, and then he comes back out again, and he sees somebody, and then he turns around again.
God. You know, I will tell you that I did recognize somebody in Gelson's once, and I'm a big fan of this guy's, and it was Bill Handel from KFI.
Oh. Right?
And I hear him on the phone talking to his mom about they only have frozen blintzes. They don't have the fresh blintzes, right? And so I'm in line checking out, and I said to him, I said, hey, are you Bill Handel? He said, yeah. And I said, hey, I doing nights over at Kayla's station. He goes, yeah, I know who you are. And then he says to me, this is literally like 2 months ago. He goes, so are you still working with Steckler? I'm like, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God damn it! That's my favorite drop in the whole world.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Gina Grad, I would
Gina
love
Gina Grad, dude or douchebag?
Here's the thing,
all right.
Film Freak. I think it was a little bit of a douchebag move, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because you're not just a fan. You're Leo Quinones, the Film Freak.
Yeah.
And it's like it would have been a mutually beneficial thing. You're not just another dude trying to, you know, kill the guy's buzz or, you know, just interrupt his day. You're in there, and you have a service to provide him. And it would have been a mutually great move, you know, on his part and on your part.
No.
You know, absolutely.
You know who I'm talking about, Aaron Eckhart, right?
You don't even know how big of a fan I am.
Would you have said something? something to him?
Well, yeah, but what I would have had to say would have been a little different.
We would have left for about five minutes,
and that's all it would have taken.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in first class. I was going to upgrade because he was in first class. Like, maybe I should upgrade to first class, but I didn't. But I think the votes are pouring in at 5-2-0, 97-1-0, and it's not good.
Robert and Glendora, you're on the air.
Hey.
You think this Leo Quinones is a douchebag or a cool dude?
I think he's a cool dude because, like Dave Chappelle, I remember he was talking about how, like, he like didn't want, if he saw one more people come up, or one more person come up to him and say I'm Rick James, bitch, he was gonna sock him in the freaking head.
All right, very well put, John. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Jimmy.
Hey, dude.
Hey, what happened to Whitman?
You got a pen?
Oh God, is it gonna take that long?
No, you got a pen?
Okay, yeah.
Write this down. www. Dot. What happened to Whitman.com?
No. No way.
Wait, hold on. Really, I got something to say to Leo.
Sure.
Okay, and I'll tell you why. I don't mean to blow you off, but a lot of people ask, and that website says it all. It has his email address, his contact information, and everything.
One more time?
What happened to Whitman.com?
What happened to Whitman.com? What's up, Johnny? What's up?
Okay, Leo, I think you're cut.
Jesus.
Are you what you do?
All right, hold on, John. You can't use that term, dude.
Yeah, you really can't say that on the air, John.
And by the way, I'll defend Leo here. I've heard him on the air talk about how bad movies are and how bad actors are.
Okay. So. Okay, I take that. Leo, I do listen to your show, and I do like your show. I try to call him, but I can never get in.
Yeah, I want you to apologize to him for saying that to him.
All right, I'm sorry, Leo.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I will get on the bandwagon when I love a movie and I think it's worth someone's $10. You know, I will go down for Iron Man and perform a service because I really think that, you know, there's so many movies out there that you just need to know. And I think the biggest compliment I get on my show is, Leo, you know, I only got so much money to spend my movies on. What do I spend my movies on? So that's kind of where I go, brother. So I'm going to give you a National Treasure 2 Book of Secrets on Blu-ray disc.
Look at that, man.
And win it before you can buy it, John. It's coming out Tuesday, and I got a copy for you. It plays on PlayStation 3 as well.
All right. That's a great gift. That's worth like $50-$60. That's
expensive. The Blu-ray is amazing. I got some
all
for
right.
your show.
Leo is going to be on Friday night. That's tomorrow night. Dodgers versus Angels viewing party at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Chino Hills, baby.
Yeah, Gina Grad's favorite place out in Chino Hills. And then Sunday at noon, Dodgers versus Angels party again at the Sagebrush Cantina in Calabasas.
Nice and hot.
Yeah.
Jack Silver's going to come out with me. He's blogging like a crazy man.
I think one of the only places you can smoke still in Calabasas.
I'll take it up. I'll start.
I think you can. I think it's right on the border of L.A. and Calabasas.
Thank you, brother.
Leo, thanks for coming in, dude. You're a big stud.
Have a great time, always.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. When we come back at 10:30, we're going to be talking to Kent DeSormo, the guy who won the Kentucky Derby. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.